This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the Victoria Royals are out to a hot start, sitting on top of the Western Conference early and now ranked fifth in the BMO CHL Top 10 rankings this week. Head coach Dave Lowry explains just how they've been getting it done in moments. He's one of four WHL prospects assigned an A rating by NHL Central Scouting to begin the season. Regina Pats forward Sam Steele will join us soon. And one of the most electrifying players in the WHL, Moose Jaw Warrior forward Braden Point, has been named the WHL Player of the Week. He'll stop by later. Well, the Victoria Royals have a new look and are getting some early results. I caught up with head coach Dave Lowry on the team's 7-1 start.
Surprised. And yeah, we will take it. But I like the way that our group is coming together. And we don't know if we have the same skill set as we have in the years past, but what we have is a really good team game going right now.
Yeah, it seems to me that maybe years before you'd have some more talented players, maybe a bit on their own program sometimes, but it looks like you have a lot of buy-in with your younger players, and it seems whatever line you're putting out there, it's playing, I think, the way you want them to play.
And I think that in fairness and respect to the players that have been here in the past, they're all very highly skilled players, and sometimes they would deviate, and credit to them, it was they would try and do too much and try and dictate the outcome of the game themselves. We don't have that skill set this year, and what we have right now is we have great leadership, and they're holding guys accountable, and they're holding each other accountable, and the old guys are going after the old guys to make sure that we play a certain way.
Meanwhile, the Royals debut in the BMO CHL Top 10 rankings this week at number 5.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
After putting up 54 points as a 16-year-old with the Regina Pats, Sam Steele, the former second pick overall in the WHL Bantam Draft, is just getting another big season going. On a point-per-game pace early in the year, enlisted as an A prospect by NHL Central Scouting, voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews, sat down with him.
Pretty happy after a good weekend, I think, in 4 points.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we needed that weekend. We had some adversity the weekend before that, but it was a really good bounce-back weekend.
You guys get a couple of wins. The week before, you get put on the list, Central Scouting, as an A skater, a potential first-round pick. Was that pretty cool to see your name there by the NHL? They're recognizing what you're doing so far in this league.
Yeah, it's definitely cool, and it's good to be recognized for the work you put in. But then again, it's the start of the season. There's a lot of games to be played. I try not to worry about it too much. That's the bottom line.
You can't let it change your game, I think. Yeah. You can't get too high on that type of stuff, can you?
Yeah, exactly. You got to just go out there and play your game, and whatever happens, happens.
Is it in the back of your mind, though, as you play, this is your draft year, and you want to make that impression on, the tons of scouts that have come to watch you every night?
Yeah, it's there's no denying it's a big year, but like I said, you just got to play your game, and when you play your game, they either like it or they don't, and hopefully they like my game come the end of the year, but that's up for them to decide, and all I have to do is just, play my game every night.
And when you do that and the team wins, I mean, it's got to be about that. The team wins, that's going to help that down the road, and you don't even have to worry about it, right? I mean, if you're helping this team win, people are going to recognize that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's evident last year. All the guys, all they wanted to do was win, and then come the draft day, there's 5 of them that got drafted. So it's a huge part just to try to help the team win. And, if your team wins, it makes you look better.
And makes what's happening here exciting, isn't it? I mean, you're in your second year. Austin Wagner, Adam Brooks, he's a 19-year-old, not drafted, but, got a camp invite. Connor Hobbs, Sergei Zborowski, Colby Williams. There's all these guys that are getting recognized playing well. It looks good, doesn't it, for this year, the year after. It's exciting times.
Yeah, definitely. We got a really good core here, young core. And like you said, it's exciting times come the years ahead.
Awesome, Sammy. Thanks a lot for this. Congrats on a good start to the year, and I look forward to more this week.
Thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
He's back and making his presence known early. Moose Jaw's Braden Point is the WHL Player of the Week. We get more.
James Gallo with the WHL Player of the Week, Braden Point. 5 goals, 9 points, 3 games. The team goes 2-0-0-1, Braden. So obviously happy with what you did personally and as a team last week.
Yeah, I think I've had a good start since coming back. And obviously it helps when the guys are feeling confident and we're winning games. So hopefully we should keep that going.
I know when I talked to you in the offseason, you said you wanted to pick up this year where you left off last year. It seems as though you've done that. You've got goals in 13 straight hockey games.
Yeah, I think, you know, offense is obviously a big part of my game. So I'm just going to try to keep that going. And if that's not going on a certain night, then just try to play hard.
Put on a line with Dryden Hunt and Nikita Papugaev. Just maybe talk about why the three of you have been able to find success so early and so quickly put together.
I think just, you know, it's three guys that that kind of think the game alike, and, you know, obviously they got a lot of skill. So, you know, it's easy to play with them and, you know, try to find them and, you know, they can put the puck on the net.
Are you guys developing that predictability amongst your line?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've only played, like, what is it, four games together. So, you know, obviously I think as the season gets going and, you know, we play more games, then we'll only get more comfortable.
James Gallo with the WHL Player of the Week, Braden Point. Braden, team success is the biggest thing on your mind, and obviously with points in six straight hockey games, you're finding as though this team is coming together early.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, something I noticed is that we're a lot tighter than we have been in the past couple of years. You know, you can see that already. So, you know, just hopefully we can keep winning, and I think we're going to have a good year.
Do you feel as though the struggles this team went through in the past couple of years has pulled this team together closely?
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's a good group of core guys here that have been through the tough times here in Moose Jaw, but, you know, I think that, like you said, definitely bonded us together, and, you know, the new guys are fitting in really nice. So they're all great guys. So, like I said, hopefully we can keep winning games.
That's a big difference on the ice, or sorry, off the ice, but let's talk about on the ice, Braden. What do you maybe think is the difference on the ice with this team now as opposed to the last couple of years?
I think we just got a lot more offensive weapons. Obviously, guys are your older guys like Howdy and Gregor. You know, they're playing well, and they can control a second line by themselves, so it definitely helps.
WHL Player of the Week, Braden Point, joins us. And how tough do these road trips get? Just maybe try and describe to people.
You know, sometimes they get tough. Sometimes, obviously, you're not sleeping in your own bed and eating your own food. But, you know, you're always around the guys, so there's always something to do. And, you know, it's more fun than anything.
It's a good time to have some fun with the guys. And, Braden, what do you think is your favorite movie when you're on the bus?
Favorite movie on the bus? I don't know. Something funny. Usually something funny. I think the boys like something funny more often than not. I get sick and tired of watching serious movies, so I'd say something like Step Brothers, something like that. Pirates of the Caribbean, actually. If I'm watching a serious one, that's probably my favorite.
Series or a certain movie, 1 through 4?
Nope, every one of them. I like them all. So any one of those Pirates of the Caribbeans, I'll be happy.
WHL Player of the Week, Braden Point. Have fun this week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to Phil and Regina, as well as James in Moose Jaw for their help this week. Thanks, fellas. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.